أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of the one most compassionate, most merciful, most kind. This is Mark Silver with Heart of Business. Welcome to the Monday Remembrance. We often feel a real pressure in developing a business because of needs around survival, making a living. And there can be urgency in that for sure. But sometimes that urgency isn't really what's happening, that our survival isn't at stake in this moment. And that we let our fears and our nervousness push a lot of anxiety, a lot of urgency, a lot of rush into our work. So let's just take a moment. I want to invite you to notice how you're feeling. So much space to feel exactly how you're feeling. Without needing to change anything. And especially if you're feeling that kind of urgency or pressure. Allowing yourself to start and ask, in this moment, am I safe? Is there any immediate threat right now? And if there is, absolutely care for yourself. Seek safety. But if there isn't, just allow yourself to notice that there's room to be anxious, there's room to feel the urgency, but there's not a need to act on it in this moment. And starting to call the name of the divine through the open doorway of your heart. Feeling any urgency or anxiousness and the love. Is love available even here? Is the divine present also here? Oh. What's it like to have the spaciousness for any urgency that's in your system and at the same time to witness that you're safe, that the need for urgency isn't heightened in the way that your nervous system might be telling you, in the way that your mind might be insisting? What's it like to have space for that urgency, that feeling and yet also have an awareness, a witnessing that there's a larger peacefulness, there's a larger sense of safety and calm and gentleness available. Nice, gentle breaths. Not shallow from anxiousness, but also not unusually deep from trying to draw something in. Just breathing as your body normally does. Noticing what it's like to pause and to notice the spaciousness that's all around your business, all around your to-do list, all around any decisions you might need to make. That in fact, there is no rush at all. Allah. Amen. It's very important to not make your anxiety wrong, to not judge yourself for being nervous or rushed. In all likelihood, you have a very legitimate care and concern that something is cared for, that this aspect of your business is cared for, that people and needs and timelines are met with integrity, that you don't squander your time so that you're effective in caring for yourself as well as your business. Let yourself acknowledge, embrace, celebrate, witness the care that you have, the integrity that you have in all of these ways. So beautiful. It's my experience that nearly everyone does have a deep care for others and for their work and for their integrity. That needs to be witnessed and acknowledged and celebrated. And at the same time, it can be very useful to ask, does being rushed, does being anxious, does attempting to move faster than is healthy or effective, does that really work? Is that really going to help care for people and the business in the ways that I hope it will? Or will they be more cared for? Will I be more cared for? Will you be more cared for by moving at the pace of the heart? By allowing yourself to be where you are? Just notice what happens with that question. Bringing it to the heart and calling in the remembrance, the name of the divine. Allah. Allah. Beautiful. Allah. Whatever your heart shows you, what is it like to rest into that? Allah. Allah. And then noticing any authentic appreciation or gratitude for anything that you've witnessed, that you've received during this remembrance. And letting yourself express that to the divine, to the oneness from which you are not separate. And then taking a nice gentle breath. Allowing your attention to return.